Next speaker is Nayeli Serpas. She's a graduate of the Master's in Public Health program at San Francisco State University, which emphasizes community health education, health promotion, and social justice. Prior to her graduate work, she received her BA in psychology at the University of California, Berkeley, and a certificate in translation interpretation from the National Hispanic University. She currently works as a community researcher for Harder & Company Community Research, which is a social research and consulting firm. Her work is focused on culturally based assessment, planning, and evaluation with clients in nonprofit organizations, government, and philanthropy. Her areas of interest include youth development, community engagement, child development, mental health, HIV prevention, human trafficking, policy evaluation, and participatory processes. And she's going to be talking on developing a policy advocacy evaluation approach through community organizing.
Thank you, Dan. Hi again. As Anne mentioned, my name is Nayeli Serpas. I'm a recent graduate of the San Francisco State University MPH program. And as part of my culminating experience, which is or equivalent of a master thesis, I completed this project, which is titled Developing a Policy Advocacy Evaluation Approach Through Community Organizing, and positing that this is a promising framework for evaluating reproductive justice strategies here in California. So I'll first tell you a little bit about the purpose and overview of my project. As Susan has mentioned, recognizing that in the United States and also around the world, women and girls have experienced various forms of reproductive inequity and oppression, women of color here in California are really building a really strong movement to promote reproductive health, rights, and justice. In particular, Latina women in California experience some of the poorest reproductive health outcomes in various areas, including cervical cancer, HIV rates, and lack access to services, as well as face various forms of structural oppression. Therefore, a number of organizations and communities have formed partnerships to engage Latina women in policy advocacy. And so the purpose of this project is once you've engaged women in these strategies as an organization or as a community, how do you know if you're achieving your intended goals and objectives? And so the purpose of my project is to develop an evaluation approach for evaluating these strategies. So I want to provide you with some definitions before we go forward. Reproductive justice is defined as the promotion of women's reproductive health and rights, grounded in a social justice and human rights framework. An organization called the Asian Community for Reproductive Justice in 2005 defined the term as the complete physical, mental, spiritual, political, economic, and social well-being of women and girls, which is achieved when women and girls have the economic, social, and political power and resources to make healthy decisions about our bodies, sexuality, and reproduction for ourselves, our families, and our communities in every area of our lives. Policy advocacy refers to the effort to influence policy through various forms of persuasive communication, and that's really an upstream prevention effort to impact prevailing practices by those who are in authority. Community organizing is defined as a dynamic process that encompasses a really wide range of community engagement strategies. And so a lot of organizers see it as a long-term approach that includes people identifying or defining their community, identifying common problems and goals, defining the solutions that they want to pursue and the methods that they will use, as well as implementing that work. So why would anybody, care about evaluating reproductive justice or engaging in this kind of work? ACRJ highlights the importance of doing a three-pronged type of approach, one that highlights reproductive health as, addressing women's reproductive health needs, one that also focuses on what services and legal protections are needed to guard women's reproductive rights, and this broader type of effort that we refer to as reproductive justice strategies, which are efforts that are grounded in reproductive outcomes and also in a social justice framework. So with this three-pronged approach in mind, I'll provide you a quick overview of some of the work that's happening already to address these issues. Reproductive justice advocates engage in a variety of strategies that include leadership development, connecting women to policy change, and alliance building. Two particular organizations in California have done extensive work They include the Latino Issues Forum and the California Latinas for Reproductive Justice. They do their types of activities include increasing understanding, education, and advocacy on reproductive health, developing and empowering local leadership, and they provide intensive trainings for that, developing communications and media strategies and campaigns, and providing increased opportunities and platforms for Latino and Latina leaders. And this work actually started as an evaluation of a program called Latinas Empowered for Action, which is a policy training program and a joint effort of these two organizations. And due to a variety of factors, the work could not be completed as intended, but the work that had happened was used to develop this framework. So what makes evaluating their, you know, the work of policy advocates so hard? Why is it unique? There are a couple of reasons. Advocacy strategy evolves over time, and you know, activities and desired outcomes shift very quickly in response to what happens in the political environment. Programs and direct services in general are also affected by unpredicted variables. But you know, the policy process and you know, its dynamic and fast-paced nature just takes this to a whole new level. And in addition, most advocacy organizations are really small in terms of their size and their capacity to manage evaluation. So evaluation kind of becomes an afterthought in their work. So the key questions that my project seeks to answer was, what is a promising approach for evaluating this work? What are the key components of that framework, and how would it be operationalized? And finally, what's doable and practical given limited resources and time? And what I did is attend a project training workshop, had meetings with both organizations, attended a Sacramento policy briefing, interviewed a policy evaluation researcher, developed data collection instruments, had in-depth conversations with former participants, analyzed current approaches for doing this kind of work, and also had conversations with one of the organizations to implement this evaluation in the future. So how do we do this? How do we evaluate this kind of work? The American Evaluation Association identifies evaluation as involving assessing strengths and weaknesses of programs and policies in order to improve their effectiveness. CDC takes this a little further and talks about evaluation as more systematic, in a way of improving and accounting for public health actions. And they have a set of standards, and that's what you'll see up on the board, a very linear type of step system with four key standards in the middle that evaluators should make sure to abide by. And you know, a couple of foundations have done really great work in terms of identifying, well, how would we do this when it comes to policy advocacy evaluation? One of them is the Annie E. Casey Foundation, and they developed a three-step approach to this kind of work, and it goes into a lot more detail, but I'm just generalizing it here, into a three-step process. And the first is starting with a theory of change, followed by identifying some outcomes. What are you intending to measure? And step three, selecting just a practical way to measure that. The California Endowment, another foundation here in California, took this one step further and fleshed it out a little bit more. And so they identify that step one is agreeing upon, you know, a model for policy change. Then after that, step two, developing a theory of change, followed by defining measurable outcomes and indicators and collecting the data, and finally sharing results. But because policy advocates who do this kind of work engage in community organizing, it makes sense to develop an approach that integrates community organizing principles into it. The Marin Institute up in Northern California developed a wheel of community organizing that has seven main principles that include listening, relationships, challenge, action, reflection and evaluation, and celebration. And so this is a framework that I developed, which really puts one on top of the other, and it puts together the steps that are identified as really important for evaluation, while also integrating community organizing principles and identifying the key methods. So for instance, the framework starts with the listening stage as developing a theory of change with community input. And that's asking the question, how do policy advocacy strategies connect to intended outcomes? And that would be achieved by developing a theory of change and logic model. The second stage is in relationships, is assessing partnerships and collaborations with other advocates. And that's asking the question, how do policy advocates maximize their mobilization and organizing efforts? And that could be achieved by conducting a formal or informal network analysis of their partnerships. Thirdly, in the area of challenge, appraising the organizational ability to move their efforts forward, asking the question, what's the organizational capacity to achieve their goals and objectives? And that what's suggested is to conduct an organizational capacity assessment. In the area of action, evaluating ongoing policy advocacy work and reporting back in real time. And this is really important for advocacy organizations because they want to know how well their strategies are being implemented. And what's really important a lot of times for organizations is a process evaluation and real-time report backs. Reflection and evaluation reflects the collecting data using a mixed methods approach and really assessing the impact of the work. Collecting data using that captures the impact of their efforts. Finally, in celebration, reviewing mobilization of efforts and next steps and asking how the organization will celebrate its accomplishments and lessons learned and determine appropriate next steps. And that could be conducted, that could be achieved by conducting a sustainability assessment. So some of the limitations of this framework is, number one, that the applicability of the model has not yet been tested out. It's a conceptual framework. We have been in conversations with one of the organizations to actually conduct an evaluation. It came about as a result of our preliminary work, so we want to make sure that it actually works with their program. The model may also assume a level of familiarity with evaluations that advocates don't have or don't want to associate with. And this is often due to the, you know, the politics of evaluation and the politics of community organizing are very different. Advocates are often seen as very invested, engaged, and subjective, and that's okay, whereas evaluators are often, you know, categorized as objective, rigid. And so this creates a very subjective-objective dichotomy that's that could be pretty artificial for a lot of policy advocates and evaluators. However, some of the advantages of the model are that the components may be implemented as necessary. When we actually do implement this work with one of the organizations, we want to do it sequentially so that not all the pieces are done, you know, at the exact same time. And so the framework combines a little bit of structure and also a little bit of flexibility. It has potential for contributing to the field of policy evaluation. And finally, you know, it lets us reflect on that this kind of work can be both objective and critically neutral, and that that's important and valuable in a policy advocacy context. Thank you very much. And when you say research or data?
Sort of research on, for example, problem and reproductive problem. Anything you might hear from, in the case of Mexico City, about how research sort of fit into the policy advocacy work in Mexico. I'm not sure if that fits into your model at all.
I think it would. And going back, I wish I could go back to to the model. I mean, I think it would. I think that it's sort of a very like iterative process, and there needs to be a basis like to build on that, you know, the knowledge that already exists out there. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I like about it being sort of about not being sequential is that step one doesn't mean that you actually start at, you know, at the beginning, but a lot of times you want to build on the type of data that organizations already have or that already exists so that you're not reinventing the wheel. So I think that you can definitely build on the knowledge, on existing knowledge and resources. Thank you.